262 bishops from all five continents, the largest number ever invited to a synod, from the Holy Land where it all began 2,000 years ago to the newest nation, South Sudan, which only gained independence last year. The sense of a truly universal church is one aspect of this meeting which many participants find really rewarding. Yet there is one country where the Catholic Church is growing, where bishops are regularly invited to Rome, but where the government does not give them permission to travel. That country is China, and at a press conference halfway through this three-week meeting, the Archbishop of Hong Kong, John Tong, appealed to the government in Beijing to grant greater religious freedom for all.
I think it's very pity that no Chinese bishop is allowed to come out to participate in the synod. Yeah. This is a very pitiful issue. Yeah. So therefore, we have to pray for the church in China, so that one day they will enjoy full freedom of religious liberty. And also the government would be wide open, so that the government will actually enjoy a greater reputation in the whole world. Now, China is open for business interactions, but still put some restrictions on religious activities. So that's the reason why I think the dialogue between the Holy See and Beijing government is needed.
In his own diocese of Hong Kong, Cardinal Tong said the Catholic Church is thriving with over 3,000 adult baptisms each year. Speaking of the importance of lay people and especially the family, which is emerging as a key theme at this synod, the Cardinal said the family is an important part of traditional Chinese culture and customs. Our ancestors, he said, teach that we must first convert our own hearts, then care for our families, and from there reach out to bring peace and harmony to our society and to the wider world. That's what the church in mainland China is trying to do. How long will it be before its leaders can take their rightful place here at the heart of the universal church? From the Vatican Synod Hall, I'm Philippa Hitchin.